from the heart of the district. This is Lionheart Radio.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Kate Hunter is the events coordinator from Craigside, and she's come in to talk to us about Taste Craigside.
Yes.
Tell me about Taste Craigside, Kate.
Well, this is a new event for us.
Right.
And there's a big thing in the National Trust at the moment about going local. That's our strategy. So because it's British Food Fortnight and the National Trust Taste Weekend, Craigside really wanted to put something on that would showcase some of our local producers and suppliers in Northumberland.
Okay.
In Northumberland. So the... I'm getting battered by
Have
the
Have I
mic
just brushed you with the mic? Do apologise, Kate. Sorry.
So, yeah, so there's a few different things to it. It's over the course of a weekend on the 25th and 26th of September.
Right.
We're having a produce competition, which is...
So is that like... Can I just ask? Can I interrupt you?
Yeah,
is that like, you know, when you go to the village shows, mm-hmm. like, you know, Thropton or Alwinton or any of the village shows that people go to? Is it a bit like that? So who's got the biggest onions?
Yeah, sort of, but it's a little less competitive.
All right,
this
okay.
This is purely for fun. Some of the categories, like we felt a bit sorry for all the ugly veg that doesn't get shown at these produce competitions.
Fantastic.
So we've got a most ugly category because that veg gets left out, and it's just as good as any other veg, you know.
Excellent. Oh, that's so, really good.
So it's strictly just a bit of fun. We're gonna have like biggest item, smallest item, and things like most creative display as well, because
right.
it's just like a show.
Okay.
Showcase.
So that's one part of it. What else is there on?
We're inviting all our local suppliers. So the National Trust have sort of all their suppliers that
yes.
we use in the tea rooms, and so we're inviting those guys up.
Right.
And as well, all the fantastic local food producers
Excellent.
In Northumberland. So they're going to come and sell.
So what sort of, can you name some of the ones that are coming?
I think Doddington's are coming.
Marvellous.
Northumberland Cheese Company.
Super
the
duper.
The Lamb Man.
Oh, Jimmy Bell, yes.
Yeah, there's you know, all those kind of people.
Excellent.
And so those guys are going to offer taste testing as well.
Right.
So we're going to have like usherette trays, and it's really going to be about sort of getting involved with the food, getting a bit mucky and having a go at everything.
Right.
And as well, we've got our gardens, so our gardens produce fruit and veg.
I was about to ask this, what sort of fruit and veg do the gardens actually produce?
A lot of citrus things.
Oh, really?
Lemons and oranges at the moment.
Right.
And we've had golden gauges as well.
Now, golden gauges, they're a bit like, are they like a plum?
Yes.
Yes?
Yellow plum.
That's right.
Actually, one of the gardeners came in and put one on my desk.
Yes.
And I thought it was an off tomato, so I threw it in the bin.
Oh, no.
So he was a bit annoyed with me. But we've had all the golden gauges, and we've made it into jam.
Lovely.
So we're going to be offering...
Oh, selling the jam
we'll not sell it, we'll just, people can taste it.
Right, that's fantastic.
And of course, the gardens supply our restaurant as well. So we'll be able to, the restaurant will make some lovely dishes for the day as well.
That's lovely. So it sounds, and that's going to happen over both days. Now, if people want to enter their vegetables, for example, tell me how they will do that.
They can ring me.
Yes.
And they fill out a form.
Right.
Which is just name and address, contact details, and you just circle which category you want to enter.
Right.
And then I'll sort of assign everybody a stall or what have you.
Do you want to read out the phone number?
Yes.
And I'll write it down and I will read it out later.
It's
now, go on.
My direct number, it's 01669.
01669, yep.
622.
Yes.
033.
Yeah. And what I'll do, Kate, is I'll read that out later on in the show. So if anyone's interested in entering their lengthy list, leeks or their massive marrows or their ugly potatoes.
Yeah.
Have you got a rude category?
No.
Oh,
no. Funnily enough, some of the ugly veg does.
I think you should have. I think you should have a rude category because I think that would be very well entered.
I brought my auntie Joan in the studio today, and she's got a couple of plums in her bag that you got from my tree. So I might enter my sweet plums because they're very, very sweet. Now I'm going to play. A record, and it's Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy. And we'll come back and we'll have a little quick chat with Kate and about the Taste Craigside, which is happening on the 25th and 6th of September. And then we're going to get Boydie into the studio. We've slightly delayed him in his endeavours to poison me, and we'll be bringing him in for his Food on Food feature. You're listening to Susie's Lunchtime Menu. If you want to give me a text in the studio, it's 07961771073, and the telephone number if you want to ring the studio and talk to me, or even have a pass a question on to Kate, it's 01665602244. You can drop me an email at lineheartradio.com.
News, sport, music, competitions, and you. Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.
I'm joined in the studio by Kate Hunter, who's the events coordinator for Cragside. She's been telling us about Taste Cragside, which is an event taking place on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of September. So it's great for the foodies out there and amongst you, because we've got the Annex Food Festival on the 18th and 19th, and then Taste Cragside on the 25th and 26th. Now, Kate, you were telling me earlier that you've got all sorts of classes for different vegetables, and you've got there's lots of tasting sessions going on. What else is going to happen on that weekend?
We've got some cookery demonstrations.
Right.
We've booked a demo kitchen, so we're going to sort of set up like an audience area.
Right.
And we've invited, there's a lovely link between Cragside and Jesmond Dean House in Newcastle, because they were both owned by Lord Armstrong.
Of course they were, and that's right, yeah. Great link.
So we've invited Pierre Rigothier, who's the head chef from Jesmond Dean.
Very nice.
And he's agreed to sort of headline and kind of do a cookery demonstration for us.
Fantastic, is he coming up both days?
Just on the Saturday.
So that's the 25th.
Yeah, just to kick it all off for us. So I'm hoping to kind of target some of the local places in Alnwick as well.
Yeah.
Because there are some really sort of, you know, world-class chefs up here, aren't there? And a lot
absolutely.
Of award-winning
restaurants. We're very lucky in the Northeast. Yeah. And I mean, you know, in the old days, when I was a youngster, your age, Kate, it was only ever Newcastle you could get a decent meal in. Yeah. But now you go every. I mean, look at Annick. We've got about three or four really fantastic restaurants and some fantastic local producers as well. Yeah. So that's brilliant. So that's good. So that's a cookery demonstration. So I was just reading some of the categories here, and I was going to, there's best fruit, best vegetable, biggest item, smallest item. Now, is there any you know, bars or any conditions to any of these? Like, no. Smallest item. Could you bring a pea?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to enter a pea. I'll pinch it from the allotment. Most creative display, children's entry, most unusual and most ugly.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That sounds really good. So if you want to take part in any of these competitions, or if you want any further information, please ring Kate Hunter on 01669 622033. I'm sure that all those contact details will be available on the National Trust website, which is www.nationaltrust.org.uk. Yeah, I was nearly right. Nearly right, wasn't I? Right, Kate, would you like to stay in the studio when we do this next feature?
Yes,
I'm intrigued. Yes, I would be intrigued too. I'd be worried if I were you. The last couple of weeks, we've been doing food in food. Boydie, are you here? Are you coming into the studio? Oh, I've got to put your microphone on, haven't I?
That would help, yeah.
So, just to explain to everybody in the studio and anyone who's listening out there who has new to this section of the show, a few weeks ago I cooked a stuffed aubergine for James, right? So I stuffed an aubergine with some mince. This was a revelation to Boydie.
It was amazing. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, but it was a revelation in that it was something that I do quite regularly.
Yeah.
Stuff things.
Yeah.
And you thought it was unusual.
Yeah, I never thought of it before, never come across it very often.
Yeah.
So, well, apart from down in Sheffield when they do sort of Sunday dinner inside a big Yorkshire.
Yes.
That's an idea for the future.
All right.
But apart from that, I've never really seen it done before.
Right.
So we decided to do this food in food feature, which will be coming up next.
Yeah.
And we're taking it in turns, alternating weeks. So it's Susie 1 week, and it's my week this week. And Susie does all the good stuff that, you know, is genuinely accepted in modern society. And I try and use my stupid, bizarre brain.
Creative imagination,
to come up with something completely different. And I've got something completely different for you today.
Lionheart Radio.
Today, no, I'm not scared today, James, because you make great cakes.
But you see, the problem is, I can make great cakes that don't involve my creativity.
Right.
As soon as you add my brain in that mixture with the eggs and the self-raising flour, it goes a little bit different.
Well, you've produced what looks like a really nice chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go and get it?
Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.
Right, you're listening to Susie's Lunchtime Menu on Lionheart Radio. We have in the studio with us our guest for today, which is Kate Hunter, events coordinator from Cragside. And I'm really scared, and we've got Boydie with us. You made my dials go really high, James. Stop it. This is really scary. This looks really nice. This looks really nice.
It does, doesn't it?
This is a food on food feature.
Yes.
Oh, right, come on, explain it. My heart's pounding.
Right. Well, this idea all came about last week.
Okay.
And a memory which came back to me, and you might remember a TV show that's called The Apprentice.
I love it.
Yeah, really good. I don't know when it's next on or anything, but one of the things that they did was that sell cake, because apparently one of the biggest industries in the UK is cake making and baking and things like that, and people love spend, you know, £2 for a muffin or something that just has icing on and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd try and get in the game.
Right.
And start doing my own cakes.
Okay.
And this is the first one that I've decided to do.
Excellent.
So, obviously, I was browsing through many different types of cake you can get, and there's loads of stuff. So, you know, butter cake, carrot cake, cheesecake, chocolate cake, coffee cake, and, you know, all these words on the start of cake.
Right.
So I started thinking, what kind of food can you put in a cake?
Right.
And that's what I've done.
Right.
There's some food in the cake.
There's some food in the cake.
But this cake already exists, though, so I thought I'd make it a little bit different. So what I've got is probably the best-looking chocolate cake you've ever seen.
I have to say, it does look a very scrumptious-looking, rich, dark, yummy, lovely chocolate cake.
It does. Oh, it's fantastic. And the way I describe it, you know them frogs that you get in South America and stuff, where they look really, really nice. Beautiful colours, red, yellow, but in fact are deadly poisonous.
Oh, don't you tell me this is poisonous.
No, it's not poisonous, but it's pretty similar.
Right.
So, yours are the two with the pink petals on
Why
top.
Why is that?
Just so I knew that they were yours.
Do we put different things in different parts?
Yes, it's split. It's actually half and half. One's got one filling, one's got another.
Oh, okay.
One
okay, go on, let me see. Sorry, onto my...
So, I'm going to give you a slice of this one now.
Right, and I'm going to describe it like you normally do to me. Oh, my goodness me.
Do you want to give that a try?
Yeah, well, it looks like a really nice piece of... Nice and gooey in the middle.
Yeah. Don't touch that. You got to eat it.
No, it's chocolatey. That tastes chocolatey. Yeah. A proper... It's not going to kill me.
No. Try and guess what kind of cake it is.
Mmm. Oh, my God. You horrible person. Tuna.
It's fish cake. That's what it is. It's fish cake. How fantastic is that?
Oh, James.
So what we've got inside there is fish in a cake. It already exists, but I thought I'd take it to the next level. But how's that taste with chocolate?
Actually, it's not that bad.
I knew it wouldn't be. Okay.
Next
and I've got
bit.
The second one here.
Oh, my goodness me.
Now, this one's a bit better. You'll like this one more, I think.
Mm.
So it's two different...
I can't tell. I'm just going to just go for it.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Stick it in your mouth and eat it.
Uh-huh.
What kind of cake is that?
Actually, that's really nice.
Nice as well?
Mm.
And it is?
Cheesecake.
It is cheesecake.
Chocolate and cheesecake.
There you go.
That's actually really good.
So this is my food and food. I thought I'd try something a bit different. Cheesecake and fish cake already exist, but I thought I'd... Change it around a little bit.
But is it tuna?
Yeah, it is tuna. Do you want to try some cake?
Oh, just a little bit.
Would you like some cheesecake?
I don't know.
Or some fish cake?
What's least bad?
They're actually much of a muchness.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually going to try some more of this. I'm actually going to have another bite of this one. Mm. Oh, it's actually really quite good, James. You're mad as a March hare. You do know that.
But do you think that'll do really? If I took it, I might take it around Anik later on and see, you know, do you want to try some of my new cheesecake or fish cake with chocolate?
The cheesecake, that works. I don't know what kind of cheese is in there.
I can't say, because it'll be product placement or something.
Oh, right.
So
just, is it local cheese is what I'm saying?
No, it's not local cheese.
Just any sort of...
Just random cheese that I've picked up, yeah. I'm going to try my fish cake.
Right. Now, have you tried this before?
Mm.
This is you trying your fish cake for the first time. This is chocolate and tuna, by the way, everybody. This is a lovely looking chocolate cake filled, instead of jam or cream or butter icing, it's filled with tuna.
It's actually really nice.
It's actually not bad, is it?
It's pretty good.
Auntie Joan, do you want to try some? Go on, you have a little taste.
Do you want to try a little bit?
That is absolutely amazing. We're going to just go to...
hospital?
I can't remember what's our name. Cartoon violence. And we like listening to Lionheart Radio. This is all I ever wanted. Turn it up then. Got a picture of Tony in my wallet.